Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Ritchie. It is at 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Really cold day as we make the turn today from November to December. We're all still riled up about the Eagles.
No, we don't.
What do you mean, no, we don't?
It's November 30th today.
30 days in September, April, June, and November. I said
today is November 30th, Joe.
Yeah, I said today we make the turn at the end of today from November to December.
Tomorrow is December.
Well, yeah, but we make the turn as we today, the end of today.
No, I'm not turning anywhere.
You make the turn tomorrow. Tomorrow is the turn.
Did you think it was December 1st?
No.
I said it sounds like December 1st.
I said it was, well, okay, fine. It's freaking cold and I'm in a bad mood because the Eagles lost. Holy hell. We are in a bad mood, and we'll continue to pick up the pieces of that horrible loss to the Giants. We're also riled up on the Phils getting lapped in free agency, which is a disaster. The Sixers win, but let's be real, guys. Not exactly a convincing win last night against a bad team with bad players. And the Flyers in free fall, we wonder if Alain Vigneault is going to get fired. The Flyers have called a press conference for 12:30 today. Maybe it's to announce his firing. Maybe it's just to do a state of the team address and try to calm people down. But bottom line is Philadelphia sports
they
ain't great right now.
Fire them, can they?
They can fire them.
I don't.
Dude, I mean,
the team
stinks. Team stinks.
Okay.
And team stunk last year. Supposed to be good. They stunk last year. They stink again this year. Look, a lot to discuss at 215-592-94.
I like AV.
94. Happy November, everybody. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
The difference between jam and jelly.
Yep.
Is jam is made with mashed up fruit and jelly is made with fruit juice.
That I would never have known. I won't remember it, but it's interesting.
Jam, smushed up fruit, jelly, fruit juice.
Yeah. I always wondered what the difference was.
It does make sense. Jelly is like a little bit like, I don't know, like less.
Juicier?
No, it's like has less body. You know, like it doesn't have as many seeds and things in it. Jelly is smoother.
Can I make one more Flyers point before we move on here?
Please.
James, I'm going to try to give a Peter Laviolette impression out of the gate here.
Oh, buddy.
All right? Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go. not very good, right?
Holy cow.
It wasn't awesome. It wasn't the best.
It was not awesome, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
start playing with some jam in here. Let's go. That's the way I feel about all these freaking teams right now. Even the Sixers with that ridiculous win last night. I know they were up and then they were down and then they won, but come on. All right, John, let's get to it here. 2 days removed. And by the way, phone lines for everyone open, 215-592-9494. John, we got an Eagles team that really, really, really stunk 2 days ago, and they didn't have to, and they blew it, and part of the reason they blew it, well, the quarterback, the receiver, the coach, the whole deal. We've covered all that. But 2 days removed, John, what are you thinking? What are you feeling?
If we see – I can't get around the way Nick Sirianni managed this game. I have a really hard time getting my mind around what I just saw against the Giants. We lost to a team that is worse than we are. And it was in large part because of the way the game was coached. Nick Sirianni was awful. And I don't think we've talked about that enough.
He was awful.
I feel as though if we see more of this, it just proves that Nick Sirianni is wasting our time. And I'm convinced that he's so far behind the curve, essentially. Joe, you and I, like, we're saying from the start, hey, let's run the ball. Let's run the ball. Like, going back to the beginning of the season, It took him 6 weeks to figure that out. Now he's getting away from it again. Do you really feel like it's likely this guy's going to catch up and be a great coach eventually? Because I don't. And I feel like if it gets worse, I feel like if we continue to see things like Sunday where we lost to a Giants team that was awful.
Yeah, they're a bad team.
Nick Sirianni is wasting our time as a city. Nick Sirianni should no longer be considered as a lock to be the coach here next year. Like, why is it that we just assume, hey, he's the coach and
stays? Well, they had improved. They had improved,
yeah. But it took them 6 weeks to figure out how to improve.
Yep, yep.
Laymen like us, we're sitting there. Hey, it's obvious. Let's do this. It'll work. He didn't seem to pick up on it. We lost to, one of the worst teams in the NFL because on Sunday he messed around with the play action game, as he termed it, instead of just running the ball, keeping it simple and pounding it behind this O-line. The Giants couldn't stop us on the ground, and he didn't stick with it. I think we continue to see Nick Sirianni for what he is, and no one is willing to really say it. Like, he doesn't deserve to be the coach of the Eagles if he's going to coach the way he did on Sunday. I don't understand why this guy feels safe enough to go out there and experiment with whether we win or lose a game. Why does Nick Sirianni feel like he can go out there and intentionally? Because I'm telling you, those plays that we have the most concern about, the first plays of the game, the way we started the game, pass happy, those are scripted plays. I guess that's what that keeps bugging me. I can't get over that. I can't get away from that. He planned for days in advance to go and throw the ball all over the New York Giants when we all know it doesn't make any sense at all with this. The way this team is set up, the way our offensive line is, the strength of the team, the way, our backs run with the ball, the way our quarterback runs with the ball. Why on earth would you plan to go out there and throw and then escape blame?
Yeah.
Like, why isn't there a price to pay for messing around with our team for – bringing us a loss.
All right, so there's a lot in there,
what,
John.
What really has Nick Sirianni proven this year that keeps him as our head coach?
Right.
Why did he feel safe enough to go out and do that?
So a lot in there, and again, everyone can, as always, react, 215-592-9494. It's a great thing, John, to bring up because I do think they lost the game in large part because of him. He wasn't the largest part. I think Hurts was a bigger problem because when a quarterback –
Well, that's another thing.
What?
I mean, Jalen Hurts needs to be developed. When I think big picture, I cannot possibly believe that Nick Sirianni, as offensive coordinator, as the guru of this team offensively, is going to do an adequate job of developing Jalen Hurts into the player he could become. This is another consideration. Nick Sirianni should not be a lock to be the coach here next year. Nick Sirianni should not be locked in as our offensive coordinator, as the guy who is trusted with Jalen Hurts. Yet somehow it just seems like he is. And I don't know. I want to talk about that. I think,
John,
it's wrong.
Here's where my mindset is. Because I think you're touching on a really important topic. I think you're overreacting a bit here, or maybe a lot, to one loss. Look, I'm out of my mind with
the loss. It's not one loss.
Well, hold on.
We've lost seven.
No, you're right about that. And he's been behind the curve, and we've talked a lot about that, and that's not good. I mean, there's no way he should not have known, forget September, in June, that this should be a Lamar Jackson-based, primarily rushing attack-type offense. I mean, it was bad coaching out of the gate. It was poor management overseeing the guy he hired, Jonathan Gannon, out of the gate. It was poor selection of who to play as the linebackers, as the running backs, out of the gate and for a long while. And I don't excuse that. And I myself, John, have called for Sirianni's head earlier this season. Where my mindset is right now is I do think that I know the team has improved. Prior to this last game, they had won 3 of 4. To me, well, they obviously have climbed back into the playoff race, and by the way, they're still in it.
Oh, come on.
I mean, it is.
You know what, though?
I know. It doesn't mean they're good. It certainly doesn't mean they're great, because they're not, but they are still only a half a game out of that. I just, you know, John, they have already, I think it's fair to say they've already exceeded your expectations. I think. I mean, you had them at 6-11. They've already got 5 wins. They got 5 games to go. They're going to get to at least 6. I mean, they're going to.
So they'll barely exceed my expectations.
I think they'll win probably 3 or so of these next 5 games.
You look
games.
At the teams that they've beaten this year, I think they all have losing records.
Yeah,
we've only beat losing
Denver.
Teams.
I think Denver has a winning record after beating the Chargers on Sunday.
All right, but that's
that's generally, you're right, and they're barely a winning record.
And then the Saints were, 5-6 themselves?
Saints are 5-6.
They were without their quarterback and without the other quarterback. Look, I just...
It has been awfully... It's been an awfully easy path, too, by the way. I feel like we get other teams' worst games. That's a whole other conversation.
Well, the Eagles play hard.
We got the Detroit Lions' worst game. No, we play hard.
The Eagles do play
hard.
Other
teams watch us during the week. They watch the tape. They come into these games confident that they can beat us because we're just not that good.
Look, let's go to the phones and find out what people think. Is John on the right path here? I mean, well, let me phrase this question this way. Is Nick Sirianni's role in how the Eagles lost to the Giants an example of why he should not be the Eagles head coach? I don't think John's saying fire him today, but I think what he's saying is if this continues, you fire him at the end of the year. I mean, is that where – are we back to that again? Because that's where I was a month ago. And then I, you know, kind of grew out of that because they, you know, showed signs of progress and it seemed like he had his head screwed on straight. Here's what I think.
Again, you got away from feeling that way.
Here's what I think
happened.
Because
we went out and beat the Lions. Yeah. We got their worst game. We went out and beat a Broncos team that, you know, hey, maybe that's our best win this year. And then we beat a Saints team that was absolutely bereft of talent because their best player, like their whole offense, didn't play.
I'm not saying those wins have been overly impressive. They haven't been. I'll just say this. Here's what I think happened on Sunday, and then right to the calls. It was stupid, okay, all that passing in the first half. I think Sirianni was of the mindset, they expect me to zig, I'm going to zag. That's what I boil it down to. They expect me to zig, run the ball, so I'm going to zag, pass the ball. It didn't work. But I don't think it's like a sign of this guy's got to get fired now. This guy's got to get fired in 6 weeks. Let's see what people think.
The total.
I get that. He has been behind
the
curve.
It's not good enough.
He has been behind the curve a lot.
Took him 6 weeks to do the obvious.
I know.
It doesn't seem like he really has command of what's going on out there. It's a huge factor to me that I think Jalen Hurts could be special, yet he's got this staff to bring him along.
I think that should
be something that concerns you.
I don't know how
just
much.
Just take
you
a
can
look
get
at
there.
Mac Jones and what he's doing with Josh McDaniels as his offensive coordinator, as the guy who's teaching him to play professional football. It's night and day.
I don't think
Mac Jones is more talented than Jalen Hurts.
Well, I think he's better in the passing game, and I think that's part of why he looks better in the passing game.
telling you, I watched his pro day. I came away from that pro day thinking, man, this guy is a schlub. Like, people are talking about drafting him in the first round?
Yeah.
What does he have? And he looks like a world beater now.
Him versus Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, that'd be a pretty enticing Super Bowl because of what it would represent, Brady versus Belichick. All right, that's a whole other matter. Let's go to the phones. 215. Oh, no, that could happen. Brady versus Belichick could happen.
I've been thinking about
it
for weeks.
Could
happen.
Dude. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be unbelievable.
I've thought about the fact. Wow.
Chad, how have you not thought?
I don't know.
What goes on inside your head?
I don't know. That didn't occur to me. But what did occur was that you, for a long time, have been saying Tom Brady got the better of that thing, that deal, Belichick or Brady.
Belichick's looking better. All right, to the phones. Yeah. Is that game the way it went down and Sirianni's role in it a sign to you that Sirianni's not the right coach for the Birds? Jake in Delaware kicks us off today. What's going on, Jake?
Hey, how we doing, gentlemen?
Doing all right, Jake.
Fantastic. Hey, welcome to late November, Jake.
Oh yeah, happy December Eve. I meant to tell
December you. December Eve. See, I like that. I'm gonna coin one. You coined it.
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna patent it though, and get the royalties and whatever all that stuff is.
A lot of money coming your way.
Yeah, December Eve.
Well, John, I have a couple questions for you. The first off is I really don't know what's going on in your mind. I think you're way off base with Sirianni being the majority responsibility of this loss. So Let me ask you some questions. Did we run more or pass more in that game?
We ran more, slightly more.
Oh, did we exceed 200 yards rushing?
Jake, it doesn't matter, dude. They should have had 300 if they had done it in the first quarter and a half. Your argument
doesn't matter.
It doesn't,
we've been
Jake.
Screaming.
No. Jake, here's where you lose me on your argument here. You're saying that they effectively ran it. What John's saying, and I agree with him on this point, is they should have done it from the start of the first quarter, not the middle of the second quarter. I mean, and by the way, John didn't say that the majority of the blame for the game is on Sirianni. He never used the term majority. What he is telling you, though, is a big chunk, and I agree with him, that a big chunk of the reason why they lost is on Sirianni being late to recognize, hey, let's just keep with the winning formula. That's running the ball from the start. Sirianni messed up. There's no wiggle room on that.
Well, Sirianni certainly carries some blame. I mean, nobody can deny that. But is he a bad coach or called a bad game if Greg Ward catches that pass?
See, that,
or if Herbig doesn't hold? Like, it's a results-based system.
Jake, that's where I agree with you. And I will say this. That's where I think John's being a little overreactive. Reactive, all good. We all react. Hey, I'm reacting. But I'm not circling back to where I was a month ago saying, this Sirianni guy, I don't know.
Do you? No, it wasn't all on
Nick Sirianni.
Because
you guys know nobody was stronger on that a month and a half ago than I was. I just, I've been impressed with their improvement.
Does it feel?
And his,
their
and, improvement, his and his improvement, frankly.
Really, the run game improvement because we're actually running it. It is a lot of this. Jeff Stoutland's a great coach. We've got a really solid offensive line. It just makes sense, yet we don't do what makes sense.
He messed up.
Consistently.
He messed
yes,
up.
Yes, Jalen Hurts was bad. Man, he was bad. It's the worst I've ever seen him. But some of that does fall to Nick Sirianni as well. He's preparing Jalen Hurts to know what to expect to see.
All right, let's go to Hassan in Strawberry Mansion. Yo, Hassan.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Good morning,
hey,
everybody. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Doing well.
John, you're spot on.
Thanks.
Sirianni. If you can't recognize, my claim to fame of football is winning some Madden Super Bowls. Like, and I recognize you got to run the ball to set up the play action.
Mm-hmm.
Why doesn't he recognize that? You can't just go out there throwing the ball willy-nilly.
Here's the one thing I'll say, Hassan. Here's the one thing I'll say on that, running the ball to set up the play action. I think that his thought process entering the game was, because we ran the ball so much the last month and so effectively, that itself, the tape that the Giants have watched of us succeeding running the ball, sets up the play action right out of the gate of the game. That's what I think he was thinking. Because believe me, Hassan, I've thought a lot about trying to figure out what in the hell was Nick Sirianni thinking passing the ball so much in the first quarter. And the one thing I come back to is he thought the Giants defenders were primed to stop the run. And he said, you know what? I'll show you. You're going to go load up to stop the run. I'm going to pass the ball. I actually think
that leads to what I say. You have to actually run the ball for them to load up the start.
Yeah, but they had run it the last month. I mean, there was enough on tape that those Giants defenders had cause to be concerned with the running game. Look, he messed up, but I don't think he messed up without some reasonable justification. He was trying to pass.
It also points to how free putting out those players out there. Because like the last caller said, had it been Greg Ward instead of Jalen Reagor or possibly Quez Watkins, they may not have dropped that pass.
Well, you're right. Hassan, I appreciate the call. You're right
about that. Do you think Nick Sirianni is the best coach for this team moving forward, or do you think he is the best coach for this front office moving forward to have a say in what the team does?
Well, look,
I think it's the latter, and I think that's pretty broken, and I think we need to be realistic about what we want from our Eagles.
Yeah, well,
do you want them to return to greatness? Because I do. Does Nick Sirianni feel like, and I know it's early, I guess we're supposed to just be patient with this? Like, how much patience are we supposed to have? I do believe he will give and bend to the will of Howfrey, and they like that. But that doesn't necessarily mean we're going back to a Super Bowl with him as our coach. I don't think that's in the cards.
All right, to Vance in North Philly. What's up, Vance? Yo, Vance. Vance not ready to go. We go to Rasheem in North Philly. Rasheem, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Rasheem.
Good. You know, I don't think this is like a Nick Sirianni issue. You know, it's still early in the season. Just last week, we was all trying to, you know, give Nick Sirianni his praise, just as we were trying to do the same with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, I think this game was on him. He definitely made mistakes as far as his progression. You know, not looking his safety off. John, yesterday you said that you never seen Jalen Hurts look his safety off. Actually, he did for the touchdown against the Chargers with Devontae Smith when he looked his safety off for that one touchdown.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But Tua's interceptions was on him. But Greg Ward has to catch that ball in the end zone. That was a second down pass, which, you know, we all want to criticize him for not being able to throw the ball. When at the time he threw the ball, location was good, the accuracy was good, Greg Ward dropped the ball. And then the third down is when he threw an interception.
That was a tough catch.
Exactly. It definitely was a tough catch. But we've seen Greg Ward make that tough catch over and over again.
But that was a lot harder than the Rager drop.
I wasn't even, like, you know, comparing the Jalen Rager drop.
Look, Rasheem, let me ask you a question. You've been calling the show for a while. Let me ask you a question. Nick Sirianni, should he be the Eagles coach next year?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like
you can
this
say absolutely.
This season was going to be a season of high and lows. Like I don't know about anybody else, but I didn't expect it to be, you know, a playoff team. I knew that this was, you know, we might have some winning streaks and we might have some losing streaks. So I came to this season with my expectation of, you know, seeing us progress. Of course, there's going to be games where we might, you know, seem like we're going up and then we're going down. But ultimately, I like what I've been seeing. You know, Nick Sirianni changed up his offense for a quarterback that I don't think knew, you know, he expected to have, to tell you the truth. So I've definitely seen things that I like out of Nick Sirianni. And I, you know, everybody want this, you know, flash in the pan head coach. He's the best head coach hire in the NFL 2021, I think, out of all the head coaches.
Well, listen, Rasheem, I appreciate the call. I'd have to go through them all to be able to make that assessment. But it's been a rocky start. I think they had been playing better. I'm just not where John is. Right. I mean, let me put it this way. I didn't wake up today thinking about
best hire this season.
Well, I don't know.
Holy cow.
I don't know. I really don't. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494.
I don't think you should be locked in. I think we need to revisit the idea that he's not the right fit for us.
We'll see what everyone thinks. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.